Can we talk about some of your works?
Sure.
I love the watery fish. Now, that's incredible. That's beautiful. How did that come about?
I have incredible pull to the water and the ocean, and there's just something about the water. And one of my mottos in life is just to be water and to go with the flow. But something about fish and just their fluid nature, they have a great fluidity and motion. They're very graceful and elegant, and I could just watch them for hours. They're beautiful to draw. I think that their fins when they're swimming are like ladies' gowns. I love to capture that, and the whole mystery of things being underwater, and there's a symbolism and a poetry there of the things that we don't see and the mystery of everything submerged.
What about the speech?
Which one was it? I'm sorry.
It's called Speech, and it has a figure.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, that's one of my favorites. Well, when I first started talking, and then I had my own language, I also had a speech impediment, which that's why I was a little nervous about doing this interview. I don't have it now, but if I'm upset or agitated, it comes back. I fought to overcome it, and my fifth grade teacher helped me with it when I was in elementary school so that I got over it. Thank goodness. But I was terribly self-conscious when I did speak that I would stutter. That was the main thing, was my stuttering, and I could not say the TH sound, like three or Thursday for bath. So I'm always very mindful of how I speak and how I present myself. That was always a very big thing. So in that artwork, and that's one of the first pieces of artwork I did when I broke my creative block and went back into creating again, was to take that dictionary page and then draw myself at the age of three or four, whatever I was. And, you know, the words are like in the storm behind me, and I have my hands over my ears because I'm trying to, and it's supposed to show the struggle I'm having to weed out the information and come out with something that makes sense. it's an inner conflict. For me, it's a very strong piece. It's one of my favorites. There's a lot of pressure to be outstanding, and I wanted to be, but I you know, it's just fighting with myself to be the best that I could be. And the tongue is a hard thing to control sometimes. So I mean, there are Bible verses about it, but I mean, it's very, you know, when you're upset, sometimes it gets away from you. So even now, sometimes if I start to stutter or that lisp comes back, I catch myself and think, oh, there I am. It's back, and I have to be quiet for a few minutes. And so nobody catches it but me. And I'm sure when it happens still, it's nobody else is quite as aware of it as I am. I think we're all our own worst critics, but that's what that's about. And again, that's with everything that I feel or I think, it's got to come out in my work, whether I like it or not. And people will say, you know, why are you so direct and honest? And why do you put all that stuff out there? Are you nuts? You know, I don't really like being that way all the time, but I don't seem to have a choice. So this kind of stuck that way.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Sure. I love it. You know, I'm here, and if it helps anybody, which is, you know, the whole reason, my bottom line is I would love for my work to be helpful to anyone else. I mean, if I'm out here and I'm wandering around like in the desert, just babbling away, you know, if it can help anyone at all, then that's, you know, I've done something, and that helps me, so. I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and thank you so much for talking to me today.